North Slope climate change just outran one of our tools to measure it, was the message from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration earlier this month, when an algorithm they use for quality control dismissed the data coming out of Utqiagvik. Ravenna Koenig of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
NOAA manages thousands of weather stations across the United States that measure temperature and other variables. That data helps weather forecasters, but it's also closely monitored by climate trackers.
And what's been happening at Utqiagvik is that temperatures are warming so fast that quality control algorithms finally had enough and said, oh, the station must have moved because temperatures can't be warming this fast naturally.
That's Rick Toman, NOAA's Weather Service climatologist for Alaska. The algorithm he's talking about is designed to flag data that looks wrong. When scientists see a flag like that, they investigate. And sometimes they find that the weather station has moved, say, closer to or further from the coast, which explains why it's recording such different temperatures. But that's not what happened in Utqiagvik. Temperatures there really are just that much warmer. This November was the hottest on record, averaging 17.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Brian Thomas works in the NOAA Observatory in Utqiagvik and says he can see obvious signs of warming.
When we look out on the ocean right now, we see a few icebergs. Normally we would see white to the horizon, you know, in the past. And in this case, we're seeing dark water to the horizon.
NOAA is working to tweak the algorithm to make it more forgiving in the Arctic, where climate change is happening twice as fast as anywhere else on the globe. They hope to have the adjustments in place in a month or two. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.